ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Makis is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz Le'ilui Nishmas Yisrael Ben Ben Yehuda Aryeh.
Makis Daf Vav. The Mishnah at the bottom of Hayomid Beis brings the words of Rabbi Kiva that Umashnaim Nimsechem and Karvei Pasal Eidusan B'Teila Af Shloisha Nimsechem and Karvei Pasal Eidusan B'Teila, that from the Hekish of Shloisha Lishnaim in the Pasuk of Al Pishnaim Eidem Eishloisha Eidem Yumas Hameis, we learn out that just like by two Eidim, if one of them was found to be a Karev or Apostle, their Eidus is bottle, so too by three. What's the gedder of this halacha? Lemaisa, we still have two Eidim left that are kosher, so why can't we paskin the din based on the two remaining Eidim? Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Chuvis, Chelik Aleph, Simen Pei Zayin, and also in Simen Kufchav Dalid, says that the gedder Hadvarim is that the psul is nispashet b'chol ha'edus. The psul of that pasul aid spreads throughout the edus. Not that they become psulim mamish, but the edus that they said becomes an edus psula. That's the gzeres hakasov of edusan b'teila. The mikar hadvarim is from the balamar on Daf Zayin that says that the psul is Nispashet al kol ha'edim. The psul spreads throughout the edim. He uses a lashon edim. Rabbi Kiveger used a lashon edus, but mistama, the mechuvim, is the same. That's one sad in how to understand the gedder of the din of Nimsechem and Karvei Pasal Eidusan B'Teila. However, Rabbi Asher wanted to say a different sad based on the Ravid brought in the Rosh at the end of the parak, that the gedder advarim is that Be'emes calls man that this is an Eidos Achas of these three Eidim, the Eidos Kemeshehi we can't name on, we can't accept, because in this Eidos, there's an Eidos of a Karev also, or Apostle, and the Eidos of a Karev or Apostle is unacceptable. So the Eidos Kemeshehi doesn't have a Hechsher since a Karev is mixed in. Elamai, there's an Eitza, that, like a Palginon kind of din, that what do you want to say? Let's cut out the Eidus of the Karev or Apostle and let's just accept the Eidus b'chelko. Let's accept the Eidus partially, the Chelik HaKosher. On that, the Halacha of Nimsechem and Karev Apostle, the Hekish of Shloisha Lishnayim, tells me that you don't do. Just like by two Eidim, Nimsechem and Karev Apostle, Eidusan B'Teila, you don't say Tiskayim Ha'edus Bashar because you only have one aid left. So too by a cat of three. If the Eidus, the way we have it, is an Eidus of three and that Eidus Kemeshahi is unacceptable, we don't say Tiskayim Ha'edus Bashar that we can accept a chelik of the Eidus. Meaning to say Tiskayim Ha'edus Bashar is like a chalois dinaza. That we're saying that Hagam, that the Eidus Kemoshehi is unacceptable, but go be mekabel the Eidus with the other Eidim that are kosher. Like together, let's take out the Ksherim from the Kat, and let's accept their Eidus. On that we're saying no. The Pasuk says that we don't make such a palginon. We don't do that. The Shar, the Ksherim, are not Oimdim Bifnei Atzmam. They're a chelik of one big Eidos that Bichlalusa, you can't be Mekabel. We would have thought that you can cut away the chelik HaPosel and say to Skaim HaEidos Bashar, Kamash Malon the Posuk, that we don't do that. But Oifin, that according to this Tzad, it's not the Pshat that the Psul spread throughout the Eidim. No, the other Eidim remain kosher. But the Torah is teaching us that we have to be able to accept the Eidus Kemeshahi. We don't go and make surgeries on an Eidus and cut away the Chelik HaPosel and remain with the Chelik HaKosher. That's what the Hekish of Shloisha Lishnayim is teaching me. Masha'enkein, according to the first Mahalach of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Gedar Advarim is that the Psul spread throughout the Eidus. There's a big nafgamina ladina between these two tzadim. What's the halacha by Eidos Isha to testify for a woman that her husband died? That the halacha is that all psulim and krovim are ksherim lehayit, except for a gazlin that's puzzled because he's choshed l'shaker. What's the din if you have a cat that came and testified that this woman's husband died, and one of the Edom was found to be a gazlin? So do you say that it's batal the whole Eidos like the din of Nimsmer Echamem Karavei Pasol? Rabbi Kiva Eger wants to say that according to his tzad, that the gether of Nimsmer Echamem Karavei Pasol is that the psul spreads. So he says, if one of them is a gazlan that has a chashash meshaker, the psul can spread throughout the Eidos, but the chashash meshaker shaboy, that can't spread. That's a mitzias. The other Edom don't have a chashash meshaker. You can say that the psul spreads throughout the Edom. Okay, so it's as if now all the Edom are psul. But all Edom, psulim, are kosher for Eidos Isha. So Memela, Rabbi Kiveger says, a chiddush din, that when it comes to Eidos Isha, even if one of them is going to be nimtza to be a gazlan, still the Eidos is going to be acceptable. However, Rabbi Kiveger says that the Ran in Gittin is mashma not like him. So what could be the Hezber and the Ran? Lefi what we're saying in the second thought, it's very geschmack, because the geder of Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasay Dusan Betela is that you have to be able to accept the Eidos Kamei Shehi. If the Eidos, the way it was said, cannot be accepted, you can't go and make a palginon and say, I'm going to accept a chelik of the Eidos. It's all or nothing. And since this Eidos has mixed into it an Eidos of a gazlan that's unacceptable for Eidos Isha, memela, the whole Eidos doesn't work. Now, it's mevur in the Mishnah that there's a machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe, within this halacha of Rabbi Akiva, of Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasal Eidosan Betela, does this halacha only apply by Dinei Nefashos? That's the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. But Rebbe holds that it applies even to Dinei Mamonis. Rashi explains, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yossi that the psul only applies by Dinei Nefashos? Says Rashi, Dechsiv v'hitzilu ha'eda u'mahadrina naschusa. Because since it says v'hitzilu ha'eda, there's a din that the Bezdin should look to save the Nidain. So therefore, we look for a zchus, we look for a way of saving the nidain, and therefore, when it comes to nefashos, we are more machmir on the eidos, and we say that even if there's a mixed in, a carver puzzle, into the cat of shleisha, we say that their eidos is batal. Tosfos asks on Rashi that, first of all, Dinei Mamonis, we should learn out from Dinei Nefashos, because it says, Mishpat Echad Yalochem. So, if there's a halacha by Dinei Nefashos that it's possible, Mishpat Echad Yalochem says you have to have one rule across the board. We should learn out to Dinei Mamonis. V'oid, Frektai says that by Dinei Mamonis there's also a pasuk of Al Pishnaim or Al Pishloisha, Yakum Davar. Just like by Misa, there's a pasuk of Al Pishnaim Eidem Eishloisha Eidem Yumas Hameis. By Dinei Mamonis there's also a pasuk of Al Pishnei Eidem Al Pishloisha Eidem Yakum Davar. So the same way we're makish 3-2 by Dinei Nefashos, we should be makish 3-2 by Dinei Mamonis as well. Therefore, says Taisis, that the Re explains, Pshat and Rabbi Yossi, that by Dinei Nefashos, you can learn out from two that their Eidos is batal, because just like by Shnayim, Ki Nimse Echman Karvei Pasalai Dusan Betelo Legamri, just like by two, by Dinei Nefashos, if one of them is found to be a carver puzzle, the Eidos is totally bottle, it doesn't help whatsoever, so too by three, they're also bottle completely. But by Dinei Mamonis, Dibishnaim Nami Kinim Sechem and Karvei Puzzle Hasheni Einoi Bottle Agamri, Dechayev Loi Shvua. But by Dinei Mamonis, we're by two. Even if one of them is found to be a carver puzzle, the second one is not totally bottle, because that remaining aid can still be Mechayev Him a Shvua. So too, by three, when one of them is puzzle, I say that the remaining two can still be mechayev. Just like by two, by Dinei Mamonis, even if one of them is a carver puzzle, the remaining one can still accomplish what an eid echad can accomplish by mamon. So too, by three, even if one of them is Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasol, the remaining two can accomplish what they could accomplish by Mammon, which is to be Mechayiv him in the Mammon. Now, first of all, in Pshat, it's important to note that this, that Tosfos says that by Mammon, by two Edim, if one of them is Nifsal, the other one can still be Mechayiv a Shvua. Tosfos is only saying this Aliba d'Rabbi Yosi, who holds that by Mammon, there's no halacha of Nimsemech Echmen Karve Pasalai Dusan Betela. And Tosfos is explaining, why does Rabbi Yosi hold that? Because Rabbi Yosi holds that the whole drasha can't get started. Because by two gufa, the remaining one can be Mechayev Shvua, so you can't learn out to three that the remaining two should be Pasal. But according to Rebbe, who we paskin like, that even by Mammonis there's a halacha of Nimsechem and Karve Pasalei Dusan Betela, then Avada, by two also, the Eidos is bottled completely, that even the remaining one can't be Mechayev Shvua. The Ritva says this, and the Achreinim learn up that this is what the Tosis Yomtif over here means in the Mishnah as well. Now, we have to understand Pshat and Tosis. We understand how Tosis answered his second question. What does Rabbi Yosi do with the Pasuk of Alpishnei Edim? Oy Alpishloish Edim Yakum Dover, why doesn't he compare 3 to 2 by Mominus as well? Says Tosis, because comparing 3 to 2 by Mominus is not going to get you a psul. But what happened to the other question of Tosis of Mishpat Echad Yehalachem? Mishpat Echad Yehalachem says that you have to have one halacha by Dinei Nefashis and by Dinei Mominus. If by Dinei Nefashis the halacha is that Nimsech men karve pasale dusan betela, so let's learn out that halacha to Dinei Mominus. So what are you going to say? No, Mishpat Echad Yehalachem says that just like by Dinei Nefashis we compare 3 to 2, so too by Dinei Mominus. Mishpat Echad Yehalachem says, compare 3 to 2. By Dinei Nefashis, when you compare 3 to 2, you end up with a psul. By Dinei Mominus, when you compare 3 to 2, you don't end up with a psul. But that's shver, because Mishpat Echad Yehalachem doesn't tell you that the same Eifin Halyalfusa that you have by Nefashis, you should have that by Mominus as well. Mishpat Echad Yehalachem goes on the Mishpat, on the Halacha L'maisa. If Saif Kol Saif, the din by Dinei Nefashis is that Nimsa Echmen Karvei Pasalei Dusan Betela, so learn out that din to Dinei Mominus. Mishpat Echad Yehalachem doesn't say, learn out the Oifin, the derech hayalfusa that you have by nefashos, say that by mominus as well. Mishpat Echad Yehalachem goes on the halacha lemaisa. Lemaisa, soif kol soif by nefashos, the halacha is that by shloisha, nimsa echmen karvei pasalei dusan betela. So learn out that din to dinei mominus. There is a mahalach in this taisis in the chidushei hagrach al hashas, but it's not clear how his mahalach far-emphers this question. Saif kol saif, learn out the halacha of Dinei Nefashis to Dinei Mominus. So Rabbi Asher wanted to say that l'chaira, this should be totally in the two tzadim that we mentioned before. If you say, like Rabbi Kiva Eger's tzad, that the geder hapsul of Nimsachem and Karvei Pasalei Dusan Betela is that the psul is nispashet throughout the Eidos, so then it comes out that by Dinei Nefashis, when we compare 3 to 2, what we're saying is that just like by 2, Nimsech men karvei pasalei dusan betela. Why? Because you're only left with 1/8. So too by 3, Nimsech men karvei pasalei dusan betela. Why? Because the Torah is teaching me that the psul is nispashet. So it comes out that the hekish of Shloisha Lishnayim is just a way of me learning out this new Yisoid that there's a concept that the psul is nispashet. So then, why don't you learn out to Dinei Mominus that so too, by Dinei Mominus, the psul should be nispashet? What happened to Mishpat Echad Yehalachem? But if you say like the second sad, that then it's very gishmak. Because what are we saying in the second sad? The Hekish is teaching us that just like by two, if it's Nimtzachem and Karvei Pasul, you cannot say Tiskayim Ha'edos Bashar, you can't accept the Miktsas Eidos, that's left. Why? Because it's not enough. So too by three, if it's Nimsa and Karvei Pasul, you can't accept a Miktsas Eidos. You can't just say Tiskaim Ho'edos Pashar. It comes out that the din, psul, by three, is gufa, a din of shloisha kishnayim. The psul is gufa, shloisha kishnayim, that we treat three like two. We cannot split up the eidos of three and accept the remaining kashara two, just like by two, that we can't just accept the remaining one. So kum tais, that shloisha kishnayim is the etzem din. So then taisis is very gishmak. If the din by dinei nefashais is that shloisha kishnayim, says taisis, okay, by dinei mominis, shloisha kishnayim is not going to give you a psul. Because by mominis, you do say tiskayim ho'edos bashar. By two edim, if one of them, when one of them is nifsal, you do say tiskayim ho'edos bashar that the remaining one can be mechayev shvuah. Good, so two by three, tiskayim ho'edos bashar, that the remaining two could be mechayev mamin. Meaning, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the hekesh of shloisha kishnayim doesn't end up being the etzem din. That's just a way of us learning up that there's a new yisoid called hispashtos hapsul. Good, so say, just like by dinei nefashis, the psul is nispashet, so too by mominis. But according to the second sad, the etzem geder hapsul is that shloisha kishnayim. Good, so Mishpat Echad Yehalochem says that by dinei mominis also shloisha kishnayim. Oh, by dinei mominis, shloisha kishnayim says tiskayim ho'edus bashar, just like by two, tiskayim ho'edus bashar. And lefi this Mahalach, we could also explain Rashi. Rashi also needs a beer. Rashi says that what's pshat in Rabbi Yossi that the psul of Nimtza Echman Karvei Pasul Eidusan Betela only applies to Dinei Nefashe, says Rashi, because v'yitzilu ha'eda u'mahadrina nazchusa. It's tzarech beer, lefi Rabbi Kiva Eger tzad. If the Torah is telling me that the psul is nispashet, so how does that really fit with v'hitzilu ha'eda? Because of v'hitzilu ha'eda, so therefore we say that the psul is nispashet? I mean, is a psul nispashet or is it not nispashet? Because we want to save the nidain, so we say a chiddush that the psul is nispashet. But by mamin, where there's no din hatzala, so over there the psul is not nispashet. What is the hispashtus ha'psul have to do with v'itzilu ha'eda? How does eidos work? Is a psul nispashet or is it not? The din hatzala is shver, how that comes into play, l'fri Rabbi Kiva Eger's tzad. But if you say, like the second tzad, then it's very gishmak. The pshat is that the eidos k'moshe he cannot be accepted. We have three eidim that said a testimony over here. One of them is a karev, one of them is a pasul. The way we have the eidos, it can't be accepted. Elamai, you want to go make a surgery on the eidos and say, okay, let's cut away the chelik apostle and let's go and accept the eidos with the eidos of the ksherim. On that we say no. V'hitzilu ha'eidos says, don't touch the eidos. Keep the eidos k'meishahi and don't try to go figure out ways to be mekayim the eidos and make a palginon in order to be able to kill the nidai. No, v'itzilu ha'eda says, keep the eidos k'meishahi. Mashein came by mominis, where there's no din hatzala, so over there, we make a palginon in the eidos, and we say we could accept the eidos with b'chelka, by cutting away the chelik apostle, and we'll accept the chelik ha'kosher. So again, Rashi is more move on that how the v'itzilu ha'eda comes into play over here, lefi the second sad. Ba'ofin, that sai from Rashi and sai from Tosfos, we have a mekar to this second mahalach. Another thing that can be explained, lefi the second mahalach, is the mechudesh dekashitas harif, which the Rosh brings down in Simen Yod Aleph, that says that the only time we say nimsa echmen karvei pasul eidusan b'teila is only if the ksherim knew about the psul of this other aid with them, and they still had in mind to testify with them. But if they didn't know that the puzzle was puzzle, they thought he was a kosher, then they're not puzzle. And the Ramban explains the riff. What's the reasoning of the riff? Says the Ramban, Demasha onu paislin benimsa echot mehen karavai puzzle, hainu taima denitpelu lapsulin. The reason why we passel the ksherim is because they were nitpelu lapsulim, because they connected themselves to the psulim. Hilkach, im hoyu shoygegin, vulay nitztarfu ladas. And if they were shoygeg and they did not combine themselves intentionally, haksherim behechsheron, the ksherim remain with their hechsher, v'nechlekes mehen edusan, and their edus gets divided from the psulim. What does the Ramban mean? The only time we say that the edus of the ksherim is puzzle is only if they had in mind to connect themselves with the psulim. If you learn, like Rabbi Akiva Eggerst said, that the psul is nispashet, so then what does this mean? The only time the psul is nispashet is only if you had in mind to combine with him. What, it's an oinish? It's an oinish azah. This, that the psul gets nispashet, is like a punishment, because you had in mind to connect with him, so therefore we punish you that your edus becomes puzzle. It's tzarech bir. But if you say like the second sad, it's very geschmack. The pshat is that if you had das to be mechuber to the puzzle, if you connected yourself to the puzzle in this edus, so then he becomes combined with you. And then the edus cannot become divided. And since it's a chativa achas, and the edus kemoshe, he can't be accepted. So that's it. We can't accept the edus, and we can't divide you, the ksherim, up from the puzzle, because you connected yourself with the puzzle. Masha enkein, if it was b'shegeg, and you never had in mind to be mitzdarif with him, I'll have the fact that he's puzzle. So then, zokter Ramban, haksherim b'haksheron, v'nechlekes mehen edusan. It's very, very meduyuk in his lashon. Their edus becomes nechlak from the puzzle. Then we could split up the edus of the ksherim from the puzzle. So again, this would be another mikar to this second sad. Rab Ruvain in Baba Basra Simen Tes Zayin says ke'ein our second sad. But it's a little different the way he says it there, and he says himself the way he's saying it, then it would not fit into this Shita Sarif, this Ramban. But the way we're saying it, that it's a vart of loy palginon, that you don't split the edus up, it's all or nothing. You have to take the edus kemoy shehi, and if you can't, then you can't accept the edus at all. So that could be a kishmaka mahalach in the Rif and the Ramban. Next inyan. The Gemara says, Omar Rava v'hu sheheidu kulam b'teich k'dei dibor. When do you say this halacha of the Mishnah that meo kishnayim is only if they all testify teich k'dei dibor? Amalei Rav Acha midifti the Ravina michti teich k'dei dibor heichi dami. What is the shir of teich k'dei dibor? K'dei she'en las Talmud l'Rav. The amount of time it takes for the Talmud to greet the Rebbe. Meo tuva havu. So by 100 Eidim, how is it possible that they're all testifying Teich Kedei Dibor of the first aid? Omar Lei, Kol Chad V'chad, V'seich Kedei Dibor Shal Chaveirai. You're right. They don't all have to testify Teich Kedei Dibor of the first one. As long as each one starts Teich Kedei Dibor of the one before him, so then they get connected. Rashi Shita is that this that Rava says that they have to testify Teich Kedei Dibor. Says Rashi, Hosam komra masnisen meo kishnayim, avalim heidu ashnayim ulachar zman heidu hoacherim, harehen kishtei kitois l'chol davar. Then they're considered two kitois for everything. Toises dibra maschulam arovas medayik from Rashi's lashon, that not only would they have a din of shtei kitois legabi the halacha of adshe yozumu kulon, but they would also have a din of shtei kitos legabe the halacha of nimtza echman karvei pasul dusan b'teila. Meaning, in the Mishnah we add a halacha that if you have three edim or more, the only way you can kill the cat if they were found to be zayman is only if everyone in the cat was caught to be an Eid Zaymim. If you only mazim two Eidim out of the cat, you will not kill them. The Eidim Zaymim don't get killed. That's a Yazumu Kulon. That was one halacha. There was another halacha that Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasalei Dusan B'Teila. If you have a cat of three or more, and one of them is found to be a Karver Pasal, the whole Eidus is bottled. Rashi's Shita is that if they were not made Teich Kedei Dibor, then not only are they considered a separate cat, that now, if let's say the first two were found to be Eidim Zayman, you can kill them because the other Eidim that were made, Lachar Kedei Dibor, are considered a separate group. So too, Ligabe Nimsa Echman Karvei Pasal is the same thing. Let's say the first two were kosher, and the third aid that testified Lachar Kedei Dibor was found to be a Karver Pasal, he will not mess up the first two. Comes along Taisvis and says, I don't understand. The kosha the Hamashma Besamuch to the Indian din the Karve Pasal Einai Toli Bahada Betech Kedei Dibor. Ella de Rias Maisa Garma Edusan. Afki Heidu Achar Teich Kedei Dibor de Kaomar Horug Yatzil. Frek Taisvis. I see from the Gemara's Kasha of Horug Yatzil, the Gemara asks that according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds that you don't need kavana leheid, you don't need the edim to warn the nidain in order for them to mess up the cat. So why don't you say that the victim himself should save the nidain? Now the harug never shows up in Beis Din. All he has is the riyas hamaisa. And still the Gemara was asking that he should mess up the cat. So you see that the Riyah alone passels. So you don't need an Eidus in the first place. So how could Rashi say that Legabi the Din of Nimsa Echman Karavei Pasal? The only way he's going to passel is only if he testified Tekedei Dibra of the other Eidim. Who needs his Eidus Bechlal? Even the Riyah Samaisa, the fact that he saw together with the other Eidim, already makes him Mitzurif to mess up the Eidus. Now, the Marsha on Taisus Dibra Maschel Shmuel is bothered that what's going on over here? That's only the cash of the Gemara. But the Gemara says L'maskana that Yakum Dabar B'mekayme Dabar HaKosov Medaber, and Taisus learns that that means that even according to Rabbi Yossi, we don't say that a dusan b'teila ela dafka ba'isan shem eidin b'fnei bezdin avol b'shvil riyo l'chuda loy. Taisus learns up that the maskana is saying b'mekayim edaber akasim edaber means that the only time the eidim mess up the cat is only if they're mekayim edaber, only if they come and they testify in bezdin. So frek de marsha, what's Taisus kasha on Rashi? Einachanami, according to the kasha of the Gemara, you're right. You see that even from the Riyah alone you can pass. You don't even need an Eidus in the first place to mess up the cat. But l'maskana, we do need a Haggadah. So what's Taisa's kasha? The Teretz is, says Rav Shmuel and other Achroinim, that Taisvis is showing that I see from the Gemara's kasha that what creates the tziruf of the psulim with the ksherim is the riyas hamaisa. Even the maskana of the Gemara that says you need a haggadah, that's just a tnai. What type of aid do we say passels up the cat with the fact that he had a riyah that was mitzurif with the ksherim is only if he's such an aid that ends up saying the eidus in Beis Din. If he's so into this Eidus, if he's Arayin Shtark in the Eidus, that he even testified, not only did he get the testimony Belibai by seeing the Eidus, but he actually went and even gave over the Eidus, so such an aid passels the cat. But the Tziruf is still with the Riyah. That you don't see there was a Chazara from in the Maskan of the Gemara. Just like in the Kash of the Gemara, you see that the fact that the Pasul saw it with the Kasher, that itself passels up the Ksherim. So we don't see that the Maskana is Chayzer from that. The Maskana just says there's a Tanai that he has to end up being from the Mekayim Davar. If he's not Arayin Shtark in the Eidos, if he ends up not saying the Eidos, such an aid who's not so involved, so into this Eidos, that he ended up actually testifying in Beis Din, the Torah says, "V'mekayim edavar kosem v'daber," such an aid doesn't passel. But as long as he ended up testifying in Beis Din, then the tziruf doesn't need to happen b'shas the Haggadah. The tziruf already happened b'shas Ria. So for Ektaisis, what do I need him to testify toich kedei dibur, even if he testified in Beis Din l'achar kedei dibur? As long as he's from the Mekayim Davar, the tziruf already took place with the ksherim b'shas Ria. So it doesn't bother me that he testified l'achar kedei dibur. Therefore, Taisus argues on Rashi, and Taisus says that this halacha that Rava saying that v'hu sheheidu kulam b'teich kedei dibur is only speaking b'negeya the halacha of ad sheyozumu kulam. But legabi the din of nimsechem and karvei pasul, even if it was found the psul in the aid that testified l'achar kedei dibur, still their eidus is batal. Taisus asks, Maishna, what's taka the difference? Why b'negeya the din of ad sheyozumu kulon? Do you need them all to testify? Teich kedei dibur. But b'negeya the din of nimsechem and karvei pasul, a dusan b'teila, over there, even if they testify lachar kedei dibur, still the edus is batal. V'yesh loymar shno ushno. Taisus says it's very different. The dafka gabi nimsech men karvei pasul choshev kechad edus kishehe idu lachar kedei dibur mishum shehein oimrim emes. Even if they testify lachar kedei dibur, still they're considered one because since they're saying the truth, v'im kain edus on hischel me riyah shalohem. So if so, their edus started from the time of the riyah. And their Ria was together with the Edom Aksherim. Avol be'edom zaymin she'einon oimrim emes. But by Edom zaymin, where they're not saying the truth. Im kein lo'y ba'eduson elo kishayoidu be'bezdin. So if so, their Edos only came at the time that they're testifying in Beis Din. V'kivon de'lo'y he'idu be'vasachas rak la'achar k'dei dibor lo'y chashvinon k'chad Edos k'nire le'mayri she'yichya. Says Taisus, a beautiful chilik. When it comes to the din of Nimsechma and Karavei Pasal Eidus and Betela, Be'etzem, their Eidos is an Eidos Emes. We have over here two Eidim Ksherim telling us this story. Just that there's a din of Nimsechma and Karavei Pasal Eidus and Betela. The Eidos is unacceptable. But since the Eidos Be'etzem is an Eidos Emes, so when did the Eidos start? The Eidos started from the Shas Haria. At that time, the psulim were already mitzurif with the ksherim. So what do I care that now in the actual Haggadas Eidos, the psulim testified la'achar kedei dibur. But they're already mitzurif with the ksherim from the shasriya. Masha Enkein in a case where the Eidim were caught to be Eidim Zoymimin. So it comes out that the whole story that they said that they saw was a bluff. They never saw anything. So when is the Shas HaEdos starting? The Eidos is starting with their testimony in Beis Din. Good, so then what makes the third person mitzuref with the first two? It's only if he was magid, if he testified his Eidos together with the first two. Then they become one unit, and then we can say that they're not going to have a din of Eidim Zayman ad sheyozumu kulon. Comes along the Marshal. And says b'tchilas dvarav that lefizeh it should come out a chiddush din that Tosfos says on Vav Amud Beis and Dibur Hamaschil Harei Elu that just like there's a din of nimtza echad mehen karov a pasul edusan b'teila, so too if it was nimtza echad mehen eid zoymeim, you also say that it's nisbatal the whole edus. Let's say one aid out of the group was caught to be an aid zaymein. Two witnesses said on him that imanu hayisa. So the halacha is, says Taisus, that once he was caught to be an aid zaymein, so you say edusan b'teila on the whole cat. Zokta marshal, what's going to be in that case? is he going to passel the other Edim even if he testified la'achar k'dei dibor? Says the Marshal, no. Because since ein edusai emes, since his edus is not really true, he was never there b'shasteria, he's an eid zaymeim, so what's going to be mitzarif him to the cat? Only the fact that he was magid his edus together with the other edim. So it comes out that even the fitaisvis, it's possible to have the halacha of Rava of Ahusha Idu Kulam Betech Dedibor, even the Gabi the Din of Edusan Betela, when it comes to Nimsecha Mehen Eid Zaymein. That means Taisis Chilik between the Din of Ache Yazumu Kulam and the Din of Edusan Betela is not a Chilik B'Yisoid. It's just a Chilik in the Metzias. That legabi the din of nimsechem and karvei pasal edus and betela, their edus is really MS. It's just a din that if one of them is karvei pasal edus and betela, so since the edus started from the shasriya, so what do I care that they didn't testify their edus together? It wasn't teichid dibor, but the tziruf already took place b'shasriya. But mashenkin the din of atche yozumu kulon, since the whole thing is a bluff, the Hitzdarfus of the cat has to be in the Haggadah. So it comes out that legabe the din of Nimsa Me'echad Mehen Eid Zaymein, where also his story is a bluff, he was never mitzurif with them b'shasriya, so what's going to connect him with the other Edim? Only the Haggadah. So he has to be magid his Eidos Teich Dibur of the other ones. However, the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva and Amud Beis is that when it comes to the din of Nimtza Echad Mehen Eid Zoymeim, you don't say that the rest of the cat becomes bottle. Why not? Says the Ritva B'Shem the Ramban, that Shekivan Shehuzam Shaloi Hayasham Einoi Mehem. Since he was Huzam, so it comes out he wasn't there B'Shasteria, so Einoi Mehem, he's not part of them. What do the Ramban and the Ritva mean? What do you mean, Einoi Mehem? But he testified with them. So why can't he mess them up? Because he testified with them. Rav Asher explained the sheet of the Ramban and the Ritva based on the Mashmois of Taisus and in Sanhedrin, Daftes Amaral, Divar Amaschol Bizman, and Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz over here, that they hold that the chilik between the din of Atche Yozumu Kulam that needs Haggadah, Teich Kedei Dibur, and the din of Nimsmech Echmen Karvei Pasal Edusan Betela, which doesn't, is not just a chilik in Metzias, like Taisus says, if the Edus is Emes or not, but rather it's a chilik in the Yisoid Hadin, a chilik between the dinim of Atche Yizumu Kulam and the din of Edusan Betela. And the chilik is like this, that the din of a dusan betela is a halacha in the edus itself. Mashenkin, the din of Adshin Yozumu Kulam is a din in the Haggadah's edus. Meaning, you see from the Gemara's Kasha of Elameyato Horug Yatzil that even a Horug that never testified in Bezdin whatsoever, with the Riyah alone, he's going to mess up the edus. What does that mean? What edus? He didn't even testify in Bezdin. What does it mean that he messes up the edus? He didn't even testify. The teretz is that in edus, there are two chalakim. There's the riyah of the edim, that with that riyah, they got this information, belibam. Now they absorbed this yediyah, and now they have the edus within them. They have the edus. And then there's a second step, the giving over the Eidos in Bezdin, the Haggadah's Eidos. The psul of Nimtzechlen Karvei Pasul Eidusan Betela, you see from the Gemara's Kasha of Elameyata Horug Yatzel that that psul is not a psul in the Haggadah's Eidos, it's a psul in the Eidos itself. This Eidos that the Ksherim have, Belibam, loses its Hechsher if it was Niskabel by them, if they got this yediyah by them together with apostle, then this edus that they have, belibam, loses its hechsher. Whichever tzad you go with, either because the psul is nispashet or because we don't split a cat, Either way, but the pshat is that the psul is chal in the etzem edus. And like we said, even the maskonas ha-gemara that b'mekayim edavar akosim edaver, like we're going to see Rashi Shita, is that even the maskana, the psul, is just in the real. You don't even need agada b'bezdin. Even Taisus that says the maskana that you need agada b'bezdin, but that's just a t'nai that he has to be such an aid that ends up being a magid, a mekayim davar, but the psul is still chal in the etzem edus. In that edus that they have belibam, that yediyah that they have belibam, the edus itself loses its tairas hechsher edus if it was gotten by the edim b'riyasan together with a pasul. Masha'en came the din of atche yozumu kulam, that the din hazama is certainly a halacha in the haggadah of the edim. That we don't care what they're thinking in their heart. The din of hazama is sheker ana ba'achiv, and now the two the other edim came and were mazim them on what they said. So memela the din of atche yozumu kulan, that's a halach in the hagadas edus of the edim. On that, how do they become mitzurif in the haggadah? Zakt Rava, if they were magid their edus teichidei dibor. Masha'enkein in the din of edusan b'teila, that's a halach in the edus itself. So I don't care if they testified la'achar k'dei dibor, since they had the riyah together. If you explain it like this, then the Ramban and the Ritva are very geshmak. They hold that when it comes to nimsa echad mehen eid zoymeim, says the Ritva, so if so, Shekivan shehuzam shaloi hayasham einay mehem. If he was huzam, so he was never there, b'shas deriyah, he's not part of them. You can't have the din of edusan b'teila. Who cares that he testified his edus together with them? But that's not where the psul of nimsachem and karvei pasul edusan b'teila is chal. That din of edusan b'teila has to be chal on the edus itself. The edus itself is the shas horia, that when they got the edus, this yediyah belibam, the fact that they said the testimony together, who cares? But he wasn't there b'shas riyah, he was never mitzurif in the edus alein. He's just connecting himself in the hagodas edus. That's not where nimsach men karvel pasul edusim b'teila is chal. What does Taisvis hold? And Rashi and Amid Beis also says like Taisvis that even if huzam echad mehem, it's mevatel the cat. Taisus holds that since the hagodas edus is also a shlav, is also a step in the edus, it's the second step in the edus. So if the pasul connected himself to the edus in the hagodah, that's also a way of making it that he could shepherd the edus. And the Ramban and the Ritva hold no. He has to be mitzurif in the riyah itself when the edus was nichnas belibam b'yediyasam shel ha'edim. That's when the edus was absorbed, was taken in by the edim. That's the shas chalois hatziruf in the edus that we need for edusan b'teila. The Rambam in Perek Chof Halacha Gimel Mehilchus Eidus has a third shita in this. He also differentiates between the din of Atche Yozumu Kulam and the din of Nimsa Echem and Karav Eposel Eidusan B'teila. And he also says like Taisus that even if it's Huzmu Miktsasan, you still say the din of Eidusan B'teila, but he says that even if those Miktsas that were Huzmu testified La'achar K'dei Dibor, even though legabe the din of Atche Yozumu Kulan, they're considered two kitais, but legabe the din of Edusan B'teila, they're considered like one kat, even though they testify l'acher k'dei dibor. The Shita Sarambam is tzarachian, because over here, they didn't testify together. There also was no ria ka'achas, because their edus is not emes. So what's the pshat that if it's huzmu miktsasan, even if they testified la'acher k'dei dibor, still the whole cat becomes batal? This Rambam needs a beer. The Kesef Mishnah says that since they came to Beis Din together, even though they testified Lacher Kedei Dibur, that's enough for the din of Nimtzei Achman Karav Apostle and do some Beteila. But it's Tzarech beer. If the Biyosan the Beis Din Ke'echad is mitzarif them for the din of Edusam Beteila, why is that not mitzarif them for the din of Adshiyazumu Kulam? Why for Adshiyazumu Kulam you need them to be Magid the Edus Teichidei Dibur, but for the din of Edusam Beteila, it's enough that they came to Beis Din Ke'echad. The Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam need a beer. May inyan le'inyan ba'isai inyan. Tosis asked on Rashi that how could Rashi say that both for the din of Achiyazumu Kulan and for the din of Edusan Betela, we need the Haggadah to be Teichkedei Dibor. For Nimtzei Achman Karav Eposel Edusan Betela, even if they testify Lacher Kedei Dibor, it should also passel since they were already Mitzurif in the Ria. The Gvura Sari says, one mahalach tefraim for Rashi, that Rebbe Shita is that the only time the Edim Psulim Pasul is only if they had Kavon Olehayid, like he says, Ve'emosai b'zman shehisru behen. Avul b'zman shloi hisru behen, mayasu shnei achin shroba echad sharagas hanofesh. The Rebbe Shita is that Edim only Pasul if they had Kavon Olehayid. So what's going to be if the Edim Psulim b'shas, when they saw the Eidus, they didn't have Kavon Olehayid. And now they come into Beis Din. And they testify the only way they're going to be able to passel is only if they testified Teich Kedei Dibor of the Eidim Ksherim. Because you could become Mitzurif in one of two ways. Either you could become Mitzurif in the Riyah, but that needs Kavon Olehayid when they saw it, or you could be mitzurif in the Haggadah. This is what the Torah says, b'shem the Ramah in Simen Lamed Vav. Rashi could hold like the Ramah, and therefore it's negeya the halacha of Teich Kedei Dibor, even for Nimtzei Achman Karav Apostle. The Gvura Sari suggests another mahalach for Rashi, a chap. He says, what's going to be the din if b'shas the Ria, the aid was kosher, and then he became nifsal bein Ria lehagada. He became a rasha between the Ria and the Haggadah's Eidus. So he can't passel up because of the Ria, because b'shas the Ria he was kosher. But now that b'shas the Haggadah he's passel, so then it's only if he was magid his Eidus, Teich Kedei Dibor, that he passels. So here's a case where even b'negeya the din of Edusan b'teilo, you're going to need the Haggadah to be Teich Kedei Dibor, so this could be another answer for Rashi. What can we say b'das ha-toisvis that didn't say, like the Gvura Sari? On that, Rav Asher explained, and the Etzem Din is Mevur in the Nesivis in Simen Lamed Vav Sivkot and Aleph, that Toisvis holds that what do I care that he was Nifsal between the Ria and the Haggadah? That's not a reason why he should need to say his Eidus Teich Kedei Dibor. Because Taisus Lashon is that Eidusan Hischel Me Ria Shalohem or Ria Shalohem Hoysab of Asachesim Ha'edim. Taisus is saying that since they already became Mitzurif to be a Kat Achas B'shas the Ria, so then even if they were magid the Eidus Lachar Kedei Dibor, they're still considered a Kat Achas. It's still considered a Haggadah of a Kat Achas because they were already Nitztarfu to be a Kat Achas in the Ria. So Shuv Lo Yischalku. I don't care that they said the Eidus Lachar Kedei Dibor, but they already became one. So what do I care that he didn't have his psul yet b'shas the Ria? He was only Nifsal between the Ria and the Haggadah. But since they're considered a Kat Achas in the Haggadah, since they were Mitzurif B'shas Ria, so you have the din of Nimtzei Achman Karav Apostle, like Dusan B'teila. B'shas the Haggadah, we have over here a Haggadah's Eidus, that one of them is Apostle. He said his Eidus Lacher Kedei Dibor, he's still part of this Kat, because he saw it together with them. So Dusan B'teila. It could be that if they would say their Eidos in two different Batei Dinim, so then Yesh Lodon, if that will be Mechalik them into two Kitais. But as long as they said their Eidos in one Beis Din and Befrat, where they came to Beis Din B'yachad, so then they're still considered a Kat Achas, even if they said the actual Eidos la'achar kedei dibor. Meaning the Gvura Sari learned that there are two ways that the pasul can mess up the cat. He could either mess up the cat b'shas d'riya, if he saw it with them and he was a pasul, so he messes up the riya, or he could mess up the Haggadah. So he's saying, if he was kosher b'shas d'riya, and he was nifsal ben riya l'Haggadah, so then he can't mess up the riya, so then he has to mess up the Haggadah. He could only mess up the Haggadah if he said it together with them. But Tosfos holds, no, the vart is that a dusan hischil miriya shalohem. He doesn't have to mess up the riya. The riya is just the mitzarif to make them a katachas. Once they're a katachas, then shuvla yischalku, even if they're going to be magid the eidos lachar kedei dibor. So since he's part of the kat, and bishas the hagodas eidos, we have over here a hagodah of a kat where one of them is apostle. So, a dusan b'teila. To summarize, the shita of Rashi is that the halacha that you need teichi deidibur in the Haggadah is negeya, sai for the din of Achi Yozumu Kulon, and sai for the din of Nimseach ben Karvei Pasal Edusan B'Teila. How's it negeya for the din of Edusan B'Teila? Aye, but the Ria alone is mitzarif them. Who needs the Haggadah of Asacha? So on that, the Gvura Sari is suggesting either by a case of Loikivnu Leheid Vishas Ria, or a case of where he was kosher b'shas riyah and he was nifsal ben riyah lahagadah. And like we said, could be that case is no good. Taisa's shita is that the din of Rav is only negeya achi yazumu kulam. By nimtzach len karvei pasal edusan b'teila, it's not negeya the din of teichi de dibor. Taisa's explains the chilik because by legabe the din of edusan b'teila, since edusan emes and edusan hischil meriyah shalahem, so I don't need the Haggadah to be bevasachas, masha'enkein b'negeya the din of achi yazumu kulon, since the whole story was a bluff. The only thing that's mitzarif them is the fact that they said they're eidos teichedei dibor. The Marshal b'tchilas dvarav says that according to Tosis should come out that what about nimtza echad mehen eid zoymein? Then even Tosis would agree that for the din of a dusan b'teilo, you will need him to testify teichedei dibor, because in that case his eidos is not emes. The Rambam shita is that even in a case of huzam echad mehem, even then you don't need his eidos to be teichedei dibor for the din of edusan b'teila, which is tzarechiyin. And the shita of the Ramban and the Ritva is that by huzam echad mehem, you bechlal don't have the din of edusan b'teila. And the reason is because they hold that the din of edusan b'teila is only a halacha in the shas riyah, in the eidos itself, b'shas that the eidos was absorbed within the eidim, when they got this eidos belibam, that's where the psul has to be chal. If b'shas the riyah, he wasn't there, because he was found to be an eid zayimim, he was einay mehem, it's not going to help me that he was magid his eidos teichedei dibor. But the psul has to be chal in the eidos itself. Only b'negeya the din of achi yozumu kulon, which is a din in the hagodas eidos, in the sheker ana ba'achiv, over there, teich kedei dibor helps. And like we said, Tosfos holds that although the din of edusa metela has to be chal in the eidos itself, but Tosfos holds that being mitzurif in the hagodah is also a way of latching on to the eidos itself. Because the Haggadah's Eidos is also a step in the Eidos. It's the step two of the Eidos. By being Magid together with the Ksherim, so now that's a way of him connecting to the Eidos, and now could be Chalim the Eidos Adin of Edusan B'Teila. Next Inyan. In the Mishnah we have a double Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole din of Nimtzach ben Karvei Pasal Edusan B'Teila is only by Dinei Nefasha, it's not by Dinei Mamonis. Rebbe holds it's even by Dinei Mamonis. And we have another Machlokes as well. Rebbe says, Ve'emosai b'zman shehisru bohen, avul b'zman sheloi hisru bohen, mayasu shnei achin shiro b'echad sharegas ha'nofesh. Rebbe holds that the only time the Edom Sulim passel up the cat is only if they had in mind to testify. But Rabbi Yossi holds that even without Kavana Leheid, they also passel. The Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yossi, Omer le Rapapa la Baya le Mayata Harug Yatzil. If so, that you don't need Kavana Leheid, so the Harug, the victim himself, who saw the Maisa, together with the Edom Ksherim, he should save the Nidain. Why? Says Rashi, because Shaharei Gam Hura V'hu Karevei Tzalatzmai. Rashi says, because he's a Karevei Tzalatzmai. This is a Lashon that's used always for a Baldavar. That since he's a Baldavar, so he should passel up the cat. Tosis says this in the first pshat as well. Elameyato Harug Yatzel Peirush Shehu Baldin. This is Tzaruch Bir. What does it mean that the Harug is a Baldavar? L'chaira, he's only a kli ba'alma. He's just the means with which this reitzeach killed. But l'maisa, the hayrig did the aveira. So what does it mean that the horug is a baldavar? So the Velt says, the Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Shmuel says this in Sifkat and Chof Aleph, and also over here, that the chiyuv misa of the reitzeach comes for the cheparai to his chaver. For this that he did to his chaver, it's not a chiyuv misa l'shamayim. It's a chiyuv misa to his friend, for the cheparai to his friend, and even more than that, the chiyuv misa is klape ploini. It's ke'ena tashlume mamin be'erach. Just like by a chiyuv mamin, it's a chiyuv to ploini. So too over here, the Nirtzach has a din baldavar to mon in Bezdin that they should kill the Reitzeach. It's not like Chilul Shabbos, where Bezdin is mitzuven uviarta harami kirbecha. It's a chiyuv misa lashamayim. By a Nirtzach, it's different than that. The chiyuv misa is for the cheparai, for what he did to his friend, and he has a din baldavar on that. The Makar for this is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Amud Beis, and Yud Amud Aleph by Edom Zoymimin, where they were trying to kill one person, and being Machayev, somebody else Mamin, that's called Miso Lozeh, Umamain Lozeh. So, what does that mean? It's Miso Lozeh. Bishlam Umamain Lozeh, I understand. It's a Chiyuv Mamin to him. What does it mean? It's Miso Lozeh. It's a Chiyuv Misa to him. Tosis and Ksubis Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph says that if a person was Mechalel Shabbos, and at the same time became the Schaiv and Mammon, that's not called Miso Lozeh v'tashlum and Lozeh. The Chilul Shabbos is a Chiyuv Miso Lashamayim. Masha Enkein, when it comes to trying to kill somebody, that's called a Miso Lozeh. So you see Al Kopanim by Edom Zoymimin that it's a Chiyuv to the Nidain. It's a Chiyuv to him. He has, like a Teres Baldover, a Din Timon, their Chiyuv Miso. So L'chaira, from there we could learn out to Ritzicha Mamish. Just like by Edom Zoymimin, where they're trying to kill someone, it's a Chiyuv Misa to him, so too a Reitzeach Mamish, it's also a Chiyuv Misa to him. It's Kumtem that we should kill the other person. Now, when it comes to the Gemara's question of Nirva Yatzil, Rashi doesn't say anything. And L'maskana, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, Hayrig v'reveya yatzilu. Rav Abaya didn't know the answer. And Rava says, Kiyosel kamei de Rava, Amar le yokum dover b'mekayme dover akosuv medaber. And Rashi says, yokum dover k'siv b'hai krosh ha'ason l'kulon kishnayim, da'haynu ho'edim avoloi b'oisei ha'dover. Kipshuta, Rava's coming to answer all four questions, not only the question from Hayrig v'reveya. He's coming to answer the question from Harug and Nirva as well, that you don't have to say anymore Kisha Hargoy Me Achairov and Kisharove Me Achairov. No, Bimekai Me Dover Akosav Adabra, Avoloi Beisei Adover. That means Rava is calling even a Nirva Oisei Adover. And the Velt learns that Rashi, when he says Avoloi Beisei Adover, he means the Ravid that's brought in the Rosh on Dav Zayin, that the Gemara means to say that a baldavar doesn't passel up the cat with a din of nimsach ben karavei pasal dusam b'teila, because a baldavar doesn't have a shame aid b'chlal. B'mikay me davar akosav medaber, says Rashi, dahainu ha'edim, avoloi ba'isei adavar. The oisei adavar don't have a shame aid b'chlal. When do you say nimsach ben karavei pasal dusam b'teila? That's by a karav who's an aid pasul or a pasul or rasha is a aid pasul. He's an aid with a psul. If he's an aid with a psul, then you say the din of edusa betelim. Ashenken abal dover is bechlal not an aid. It doesn't have a shame aid bechlal. He's bechlal not mitzuref with the cat. On that you don't say a din of edusa betelim, which pashtus means that the taich of edus means testifying on someone else. That's edus. When you're speaking about yourself, that doesn't have a shame edus. That's hayda, says the Ritva. It's not edus. Edus means testifying on somebody else. Kumtais, that Rashi is learning that even the nirva has a shame baldover, and that's already tzarech bir. Bishlama, the harug, is a chi of misa to him. But nirva, stamina veira lashamayim. Befrat, nirva lertzayna. He agreed to it. That's an avera to him. He's just a kli with which the reveya did his avera. But what makes the nirva baldavar klape the chi of misa of the reveya? This is a big question on Shitas Rashi. And that's why Taisis Taka, when it comes to Harug, Taisis has a tzad, baldin. Or Taisus says, Al Tzoynei, it seems like Taisus Taka wasn't sure if even a Harug has a din of a Baal Dover, like we asked before. It's a Chi of Misa to him. He's just a Kli. Taisus seemed to be mistopic in that. By Nirva, Taisus doesn't even have a Tzad to say Baal Dover. Taisus says either his Psul is Al Tzrasha, or Rav Yosef Becharshar says, we're talking about a Nirva that's Karev Liraveya. But Tais doesn't have it sad bechlal to say baldavra by nirva. What's the beer in Rashi? This is a tzarech ian. Rav Asher wanted to say a chiddush that since Taisus tells us that stam nirva is in the Torah is a nirva lertzayin. Now it says umesu gam shneim dahainu beratzayin. So it makes sense that the reveya of a nirva of our sug is talking about the reveya of a nirva of the Torah. So it could be that since it's one Maisa Avera of both of them, since he's a Shutif in this Maisa Avera itself, he's considered a Baldavar. But by Harug, where he's not a Shutif in the Maisa Avera, over there to explain why he's a Baldavar, you have to say, like the Rashi Yeshiva said, that the Chi of Misa of the Reitzeach is a Chi of to the Nerag. By Nirva, where he's not, it's not a chiyuv to him, but since he's a shutif in the Maisa Avera, that gives him a din baldover. But Lemaisa, the way Rashi's learning, it comes out that there was never a chazara in the Gemara on this, that the Gemara says that the din of Edusan B'Teilo is a din in the Ria. And from the Gemara's Kasha, you see that the Gemara was asking, Alamayato Harug Yatzel, Nirva Yatzel, Harug Vereveya Yatzilu, that was clearly saying that the psul is in the Ria. Even the Maskana, b'mekayme davra kosa medavar, the Gemara is saying, fine, the psul is in the Ria, but it's only in the mekayme adavar, only in someone that has a teiras aid, an outsider. Mashenkein, the oisei adavar, an insider, speaking about himself, that doesn't have a teiras aidus. But you don't see anywhere that you need Haggadah in Bezdin. Mashenkein, teisvis, that you see learned that Harug could be the psul is altsoine. Taisus in Yevamis, Chavhei says it's altstrefa. By Nirva, Taisus says it's altsrasha, or because he's a karev, because we're talking about a case of a Nirva shu karev l'reveya. So to by Harug, Taisus says, maybe it's talking about a case where the Harug was a karev to the hayreg. So in Taisus, the Harug and the Nirva lav dafka have a din baldavar. And Rava's answer, b'mekayim edavar kosem edavar, l'chayr is answering all four questions. So Taisus can't learn like Rashi that the Gemara's answer is that we're saying that you only passel in the Ria if you have a Teiras Eid, not if you're a Teiras Baldavar. Because we're not talking about a Psul Baldavar Bechlal. They don't have a Din Baldavar. That's why Taisus Lashitasam in Dibra Maschel Shmuel says that l'maskana b'mekayim edavar kosem edavar is saying that the only time the Edim pasul is only if they're mekayme davar, only if they end up testifying in Bezdin. They have to be magid the Edus in Bezdin. It comes out, l'maskona, that we have a Yisoidus Dika Machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. For the din of Nimtza Achman Karvei Pasai Dusan B'Teila, do the Edim have to actually testify in Bezdin? According to Rashi, no. Bein the Rabbi Yossi, bein the Rebbe, there's no din that they actually have to testify in Beis Din. Rabbi Yossi holds they don't even need Kavana Lehaid. Rebbe holds that they need a Kavana Lehaid. But do they actually have to testify in Beis Din? No. And this is the Shita of the Rashbam in Baba Basra Kufyud Gimel Amid Beis, and he brings it also B'Shem Tshuvas Rashi. It's very Gishmak. Rashi L'Shitasai. That you taka don't need the Edim to actually testify in Beis Din. However, Taisa Shita is that Lamaskana b'mekayme davar akosim v'dabar is telling us that only an aid that actually testifies in Beis Din has a kayach to pasel. But if he didn't actually show up in Beis Din, he just saw the eidus with the kosher, then the aid pasel will not mess up the cat. Of course, it's roy lahadgish, like we said earlier. That doesn't mean that he has to testify his eidus teich kedei dibor of the other eidim. The tziruf avada happens b'shas ria, b'tnai that he ends up saying the testimony in Beis Din. He has to be such a starke aid in this eidus that he's not stam an aid that's roy leheid. He has to actually end up being an aid hameid. But the tziruf avada happened b'shas ria. So even if he ends up saying the eidos lachar kedei dibor, he's still gonna passel. Next inyan, the Mishnah on Vav Amid Beis says how yushnayim roi noisei mechalein ze ushnayim roi noisei mechalein ze ve'echad masra b'ibo emsa bizman shemiktsosan roi elu es elu hare elu eidos achas ve'im lav hare elu shtei eiduyos lefikach im nimtzis achas mehen ze memes hu ve'hein neherogin v'ashniya petura. The Mishnah says, if two Edom saw him from this window, and two Edom saw him from that window, and there's one person warning him in the middle, so in a case that part of this group saw part of that group, then they're considered one Edos. If not, they're considered two Eduyos, and therefore, if one of them was found to be Edom Zaymim in one group, then the Nidin gets killed, and they also get killed, and the second group is Potter. Now, in the ratio, when it says, Hare'elu Edos Achas, Rashi says that the nafkamina is that unless they were huzmu kulan, they will not get killed. Tosfos adds that it also applies the gabi the din of nimsechman karvei pasul edos kulan betela. And Tosfos also adds that ubetelin nami edos kulan behazama achas mehen. The hazama habi kinimsechman karvei pasul. That let's say one of the edim was caught to be an eid zaymein, so then that's going to ruin the whole cat. Because it's like Nimsa Echman Karavai Pasol. The Marshal on Davava Medalev, on Toysus Divra Maschal Amarava, Betchilas Dvarav says that this that Toysus differentiated on Amud Aleph between the din of Achay Yozumu Kulon and the din of Edusan Betela, that Legavi the din of Achay Yozumu Kulon, that's when you need Haggadah Teich Kedei Dibor, but Benegea the din of Edusan Betela, even if the Haggadah was Lacher Kedei Dibor, but since Edusan Emes and Edusan Hischil Mishas Horiya, so you have the din of Edusan Betela, even if they said the Edus Lacher Kedei Dibor, says the Marshal, but Benegea this din that Tosis is saying over here, by Huzam Echad Mehen, that Edus Kulam Betela over there, since Ein Edusai Emes, he was not there, B'Shas Deria, so his whole Tziruf to the cat is only because of the fact that he was Magid together with them, so over there you do need Haggadah Teich Kedei Dibor. So the question is, if so, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif of our Mishnah? The Mishnah says that if but if not, there's two eduyos, and therefore, if one of them was found to be zay memes, hu vehein neharog and mashniya petura. We're talking in the same case in the Reisha and the Seifa. Now, just like in the Reisha, we're saying that since they said their Haggadah toich kedei dibor, so they become mitzurif to be one cat. So if one of them was found to be an eid zaymein, Tosfos is saying it will. Since it's an eidos achas, they're going to ruin the whole cat. So if so, why in the seifa where they did not testify that they saw each other? So we say if one of them was found to be one cat was found to be eidos zaymein, and the other cat still remains intact. What's the difference if they said their haggadah teich kedei dibor? So why don't they become Mitzuruf to be one kat? Sai v'sai, by Adam Zoymimin, there was never really a Riyo Ka'achas. And yet in the Reisha, why, if one of them became an Eid Zoymim, doesn't mess up both groups, all four of them? The answer is because he was Magid his Eidus Teichkedei Dibor. So why is the Seifa any different? Who cares that they did not testify that they saw each other, but that you have the Haggadah, Teichkedei Dibor? Anyway, there's no Tziruf b'shas Deriyah, the Tziruf is in the Haggadah. So on that, Rabbi Asher said that you see from this Mishnah, you said that just like we learned that there's a concept that Riyah can be Mitzarif Edim to become unified, that even if they say the Haggadah, La'achar k'dei Dibor from each other, but since there was one Riyah, that's mitzaref them, la'olam, even klape the Haggadah, so too the other way around. What if you have a Haggadah ka'achas, but in their Haggadah gufa, they're saying that they had riyos chalukos, they had separate riyos. So that means in their edus itself, they are saying that they were neschalik in the riyah. So then the Haggadah is not mitzarif them, even if they said it teichkedei dibor. Meaning, this that we're saying, that Haggadah teichkedei dibor can be mitzarif edim, even if they weren't actually there b'shas deriyah, that's only b'tnai that in their testimony they are saying that they had one riyah. They're saying that there was a mitzos on rayin elu es elu, that they are testifying that they had a riyah ka'achas. So if in their Haggadah, they're being made on one Riyah, so then the Haggadah is mitzarif them. But if in their Haggadah gufa, they are speaking about Riyah is chalukah, so they're saying that we're agitelt from each other, we're split from each other, we were already nechlak in the Riyah, so then they can't become fareinik, they can't become unified with the fact that they said the Haggadah ka'achas.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.